This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An emotional send-off for former Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Justice Department. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
Outgoing Attorney General Jeff Sessions was showered with applause as he left the Department of Justice for the final time Wednesday evening. Sessions smiled and acknowledged the department staffers as he exited, flanked by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker. Sessions resigned at the request of President Donald Trump, who then appointed Whitaker acting Attorney General. The turnover at the top of the Department of Justice came just one day after the midterm elections.
AP's Mike Rossia reporting. U.S. President Trump is boasting of a very big win in Tuesday's national congressional elections after Republicans strengthened their hold on the Senate even as Democrats took control of the House of Representatives. But as a contentious White House news conference resumed, Mr. Trump sparred with reporters over his assessment of the election. He contended that Republicans defied history by picking up several Senate seats and ousting incumbent Democratic lawmakers during the first national congressional elections of his 2016 presidential election. Mr. Trump said he could embrace legislative compromises with Democrats, but said that if Democrats carry out an array of investigations, he says he thinks that he's better at the game than they are. Mr. Trump also called on House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her on the Democratic takeover in the House. He said Democratic lawmakers, some of whom have said that the party needs new and younger leadership, should again make her the House Speaker. That is the top position in the chamber and is also the second in line to the presidency of the United States. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Neither the U.S. State Department nor North Korean officials provided a firm reason as to why scheduled talks between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior Kim advisor Kim Jong-cho were called off. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Palladino simply called it a matter of scheduling.
Schedules change. Schedules change all of the time, in fact. Sometimes we make these things public. Sometimes, as our schedules change, they're not public.
President Trump says he is in no rush to finalize a deal with North Korea to remove U.S.-imposed sanctions. He went on to say that he made more progress with North Korea than any other administration and that he still plans another summit with Kim Jong-un early next year. The talks in New York were largely seen as paving the way for the second Trump-Kim summit. They first met in Singapore back in June. Pakistan has released a Christian woman, Asia Bibi, from a prison in the city of Multan. That follows her acquittal on charges of blasphemy. Pakistani officials said she left the prison facility Wednesday and was flown to an undisclosed location. Officials say her whereabouts are being kept secret because of threats on her life. In a landmark ruling October 31st, Pakistan's Supreme Court overturned her 2010 conviction for insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Bibi's husband told VOA last week that the family has requested asylum in Spain and France, and they're waiting for a response. Bibi's family said she is innocent of the charges. A Presbyterian church official in Cameroon says 79 students who were abducted from their school along with their principal have been freed. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
They're still holding a principal and a teacher, and two other kids are still missing. They were abducted from a school in Bamenda, a commercial hub of Cameroon's restive English-speaking region, on Monday. The army said the youngsters were released in the town of Bafut, 11 miles from the school, after the military found out the kidnappers' location. It's thought that one of the 78 children taken ran away from the kidnappers before the release. A priest involved in negotiations with the armed men said no ransom had been paid, but he claims the group had taken another 11 schoolchildren in October who were released after the school paid a ransom of $4,400. The Cameroonian military has accused Anglophone separatists of carrying out the kidnappings. A separatist spokesman denied any involvement.
That's Reuters. Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.